Mayfair. Sure looks as if winter has rolled in and will not be leaving for a long time. It's like a slap in the face with treacherous conditions, roads closed and school buses not running. Prairie folks know how to handle the challenges of weather and know there are many exciting outdoor sports to stay healthy and active. Congratulations to my neighbors Rick and Pam LaMontagne on becoming first-time grandparents. Daughter Kayla and Dimitri became parents to a baby boy born October 26. Our community was saddened to hear the passing of two former Mayfair residents. Larry Simonuk's funeral will be held at Western Development Museum Saturday, November 19 at 11 a.m. Condolences to his wife Anna of Denholm. 97-year-old Ann Pollard passed away 2 weeks ago in Saskatoon with her children at her side. Her husband is Orville, who also passed away last year. The Pollard son Daryl, Bev, took over the family farm when they relocated to the city almost 2 decades ago. Mayfair Christmas Trade Show is scheduled for Saturday, November 19 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Book your table by calling Tanya at 306-480-1524. November 26 there will be 50 tables of shopping offered at the Spiritwood and District Christmas Craft Sale from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults, which give shoppers a chance to win a door prize. For more information, please call Marlene at 306-883-8610 or Brooklyn at 306-883-9494. The Thickwood Snowmobile Trail has had a wonderful volunteer for more than 10 years. Doug Lamb of Meeting Lake is the main groomer and looks after many other jobs to be done from fall, winter and spring cleanup. In the fall there is the task of marking the trails and cutting underbrush, so branches aren't hitting riders' bodies. Loads of wood is required in order to keep the warm-up shelter hut, so volunteers are needed for that, plus numerous other jobs. At times Doug has spent 10 hours a day maintaining the trails to make sure they are safe for people who enjoy this sport. The trails get inspected by the Saskatchewan Snowmobile Association. Careless snowmobilers who run over the important markers for signage on the trail can be fined. Who would be willing to dish out $5,000 for their stupidity that could put others in danger? More volunteers are desperately needed, so please call 306-883-9404 to help this fellow. Who isn't young anymore? Let us proudly wear our poppies on our left-hand side of our chests. Please take the time to honor all who have fought, died in wars, who at present serve in the Canadian military home and abroad. We should be so very honored to know that our country is well respected worldwide.